Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. And this hadith is narrated and transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding lawful earnings and its effect on the answering of supplication. As you know, supplication or dua is very important in Islam and in religion in general. And, it has certain conditions if it is to be answered. And when we make a request from God, it's not always answered because a lot of the conditions that have been mentioned for it have not been fulfilled by the person making the request. So those conditions have been mentioned in a lot of the hadiths. One of those conditions is a condition that the person making the request should have earned his earnings, his wages, his money, his means of sustenance in a lawful way, in ways that has been prescribed by Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if any of you wants his supplication to be answered, then he should make a lawful earning and repay people their rights, right? So, for example, if he has a job, he's going to the job and earning, that job shouldn't be, prohibited in religion, right? For example, let's say that a person, there are, these things have been mentioned in the respected books of jurisprudence. We don't want to go into detail regarding that. But by way of example, like let's say there's a person and, he earns his living, God forbid, from, the making of intoxicants, right? Such a trade is prohibited. The earnings that he acquires through it are illegitimate, So if such a person, his prayers won't be answered. And repay the people for their rights. If he has a debt or he owes somebody some money, something, he should pay it back. For verily the supplication of a servant who has unlawful food in his stomach or has wronged anyone from Allah's creation will not be raised to Allah. Right? If somebody, is in such a state and he prays to God, such prayers will not, elevate. Such prayers will not elevate towards God. God will not listen to the prayers, and he will not fulfill the request of the person. So this is one of the conditions for the prayer, the prayer's acceptance, and it should be fulfilled if we want our prayers to be answered. In a similar fashion, the Holy Prophet Muhammad said, "Verily, a servant raises his hands to Allah in supplication, while his food is unlawful." So how can his supplications be answered while he is in this state? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at lawful earnings as a condition for the answering of supplication in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد.